you've recently been extended a pretty nice offer to co-author a book, and wondering if you can tell me what this book you are going to be working on is all about.
A couple of years ago, a woman named Lisa Guernsey, who is a person who works at the New America Foundation and an author of a couple books on families in digital media, she had a TED Talk where she was addressing the needs that families have for some sort of guidance, some sort of help in choosing and using digital media. And she specifically called out librarians to act as community media mentors, someone who could fit that role. And so a group of us got together and said, yes, our role is well suited and we're evolving in our profession to suit that need. And so our professional organization, the American, called ALSC, commissioned a white paper to guide the profession. And so four of us got together, wrote that white paper. And it kind of gave the overall arching idea of what a media mentor is and why librarians are well suited. And then the American Library Association has a publishing division that is primarily focused on professional books. And they said, hey, it'd be great to have a book that shows librarians how that might look, like what a media mentor looks like. And so Ken Campbell, who is another librarian down in Seattle, who she and I have worked together for quite a few years, she and I are co-authoring the book, which will come out next year. And it'll almost be like a cookbook for librarians who might be new to the idea of media mentorship for kids 0 to 14, or might be looking for new ways to integrate screen or digital media.
Media mentors would kind of be the guides who are going to let parents and kids know what they should be looking at, what they should be using, and how to use it to the highest effectiveness, I guess.
Yeah, so my role is really, you know, I support the literacy and media needs of families, and I do that by supporting families where they are. And so when families walk into the library, they come from very different experiences. That's what's unique about the library. It's a very shared space where anyone in the community can use it. And so my job is to interpret their context, their situation, and meet their needs, whether it's a print book that they can take home, or whether they're going on a trip and they need an audiobook, or whether they have an iPad but don't have a house that can contain a full print library. I find that material and help them understand how the technology is used, how to support early literacy or literacy for older kids. And that's what media mentorship looks like. It's just meeting the needs of families where they are.
People who are interested in becoming kind of media mentors, what do you think is most important for you to convey to them through this book and through other mediums to, you know, just kind of teach them how to go about this?
So as for media mentors, one of the pieces is really to know the research. Even though the iPad only came out 5 years ago, there is actually a lot of research that is relevant. The Joan Ganz Cooney Center, which is related to the Sesame Street Workshop, the Fred Rogers Center, New America Foundation, as I said, the ALSC organization, Common Sense Media, the American Association of Pediatrics. They all have information that can guide media mentors and guide families. And so understanding that research is really important. And it's research that says, you know, digital media with young children should be about building relationships. It should be about joint media engagement, using that media together instead of on our own, for example. Families coming up with a media plan and using digital media in very intentional ways, not just for whatever reason, not just to sit and look at a screen, but what's the value? So knowing the research and then knowing how to find good content is really important. And so knowing what the purpose is and figuring out what makes a good app. And so one of the things that I did a couple years ago is I came up with a rubric because, you know, I said, well, I generally know what a good app is, but how would I be able to qualify that? And so I came up with this checklist that says, you know, is it easy for kids to navigate? Does it support diversity? Are there lots of different kinds of kids represented in the app? You know, can you record narration so that someone who has a home language other than English, for example, could record the story in their home language? So there's lots of different factors, both the technical and kind of the content piece. And the other piece is kind of understanding the context of where kids are coming from, where families are coming from. And, you know, some kids, you know, may be comfortable with painting on paper. Some kids who have certain sensory needs may be more comfortable painting on an iPad and getting that similar experience. So kind of understanding the kid. And then particularly with older kids, I really like to get them creating content digitally instead of just consuming it. It kind of another way to tell their story. So those are kind of the pieces, I think.